Gene Johnson playing the mandolin. The hopelessly phlegmatic Butch Amiot playing the bass. I think we're going to break this up into two sets so that nobody gets too bored. You were late on the cue, but it was good. I'm going to break a bunch of rules. We have a friend here, and usually you got to make them wait in the wings and stuff, but the guy's such a good musician, I want to bring him right out. I was He lives in the area, but I didn't know who he was going to be in. One of the finest guitar players I know, Jack Lawrence, is going to sit in with the band. Just to make things fair, since I didn't really want him to know too many of the tunes, you know. He'd get bored, so. So I figured I'd do, to make it fair, we'd do something that none of us know.
F.
Is this what F feels like at the top of the slide? Now don't get me wrong, boys. Hell, I ain't busted yet. Just how long that'll take me is any man's bet. I just can't turn the corner. I just can't buck the tide. Is this what it's like at the top of the slide? Is this what it feels like at the top of the slide? Little less money and a whole lot less pride. Living on credit, dying inside. Is this what it feels like at the top of the slide? Dave, something gone wrong. Or they don't know for certain, but they'll know before long. I can't touch bottom, where there once was no town. I don't know how it started, I just wish it would stop. Is this what it feels like at the top of the slide? A little less money and a whole lot less pride. Living on credit, dying inside. Is this what it feels like at the top of the slide?
Helps me think. I get to thinking real clearly about my next drink. I feel like I'm standing up the top of a high wall. And I just lost my balance and I'm starting to fall.
Is this what it feels like at the top of the slide? A little less money and a whole lot less pride. Living on credit,
dying inside.
Is this what it feels like at the top of the slide? Is this what it feels like top of the slide?
It's direct up here. This thing is disappearing on me. That's all too country, man. You know? Gotta do something. I mean, I'm glad that you like our northern music, but. So far, I wrote both of those. Oh, I'll do another. God, now here's a miracle. I'm going to do a third tune I wrote myself in a row. I used to do this when I used to tour with a big band, you know. Well, we lost weight. And, there'd be like seven pieces and, you know, roadies and, you know, it was obnoxious. I loved it, you know. We did those tunes. But I had this one tune I wrote. I thought it was a heavy rock and roll tune, and we'd try it, and it sucked. So we were... The four of us were sitting backstage in Detroit once, and we started singing, and maybe it was Detroit, because they discovered what it was. It's a soul tune, you know. And to do this tune really properly, we should have a large band backing us up. Because all four of us sing, so Jack. No, really, but you're not dressed right. I mean, to do this tune really properly, we should have like about a 22-piece band, you know, with music stands, with my initials on, you know. And like we all should be like in tuxes, and, like burgundy tuxes with off-white piping and bow ties this big. Which by the time you do this, tune out. And we should be doing steps. We should have to play. Have to use your imagination. Can we get some lighting on our knees, please? Don't look so surprised. You finally opened your heart and found you're just human, man. You realize you're not so damn smart. You finally lost your famous cool. Welcome to the world of fools. Give me some guitar up here. You finally learned what it's like to be hurt. Now you're the one who's crying. We've all been burned, and you're not the first. There's words in there.
Oh, welcome to the world of fools.
Let's trade a Jack, you and me. Thank you. gone while it lasted. You were kidding, right? Oh.
Thank you.
Probably too dead, isn't it? It's not really carrying. Yeah. Sorry. We did that one great in case you didn't hear it. I mean, that one was together. The rest of this, forget. But. So, how y'all doing? Is Charlotte here herself? I don't know. You know, I mean, it's hard to be intelligent when you get up here. Unless you have a script, and, you know, I can't afford a scriptwriter, so. I just say the first thing that comes into my feeble mind, and you pay for it. So much happened since last time. We both know how long it's been. Still, we find ways to pass the time. Have to again. You might have thought I didn't need you. Well, that wasn't it at all. Just because you didn't answer doesn't mean I didn't call. Just because you didn't see me doesn't mean I wasn't there. Just because I never told you, that doesn't mean it wasn't fair. So I'm facing you at last now, with my back up to the wall. Just because you didn't answer, doesn't mean I didn't call. Just because you didn't answer doesn't mean I didn't call. Just because you didn't see me doesn't mean I wasn't there. Just because we called it even doesn't mean that it was fair. Patience isn't
such a virtue. I guess I'll leave before I fall, just because you didn't answer doesn't mean I didn't call. Just because you didn't answer doesn't mean I didn't call.
Thank you.
divide this up into two segments so they can sell you beer and wine. But not yet. Somebody asked for a tune, and I never do request. It's a matter of principle. Might be the only principles I have. It's a pretty tune, so. The guy thinks I'm doing it because he asked for it, though. I'm going to have to stop. Go ahead and drink your whiskey. Run around and stay high all the time. It's your body and your soul. You save yours and I'll save mine. A man should never gamble. Never gamble. A man should never gamble.
Thank you. Yes, I've heard all your talk of marriage, but you know you'll never stop your running around. You don't mind getting high, boy, but good God, the come down. A man should never gamble. A man should never gamble. A man should never gamble. Thank you. walking on down the street. Did you see me in a heap, walking on down the street? My head in my hand, I'm asking every woman I meet. I've been singing, hey, hey, mama, could you use a man like me? Hey, hey, mama, could you use a man like me? I do you better than you're used to be. To me. The sun and moon have left the heaven, just like that good gal did to me.
Starting to set off this way, so I'm going to be nowhere in tune anybody else. I'm going to come up here and I'm kind of in tune with the buzz from the bass amp, I guess. It's happening, huh? This is a strange town. I don't know. You start it.
spoken. You say that I'm the only one. What will my poor heart be broken when the night meets the morning sun? I need to know tonight if your love is the kind of love I can be sure of. So tell me now, and I won't ask again. Will you still love me tomorrow? Or tell me now, will you still love me tomorrow?
Give them all the direct, please.
Sweetheart of mine, can't you hear me calling? A million times I've loved you best. I mistreated you, darling, I'm sorry. Come back to me, here's my request. Well, the days are long, the nights are long. Since you left me all alone, I need you so, my little darling. I miss you so, since you've been gone. Sweetheart of mine, can't you hear me calling? A million times I've loved you best. Mistreated you, darling, I'm sorry. Come back to me, here's my request.
Come on, Jeff.
Sweetheart of mine,
Subscribing to Penthouse.
walk down the street, people go, you think I'm your brother? Another thing I hate, I don't like it. I hate it. When the kids call me Uncle Daddy, I don't like that. I had a dream about a reefer about 6 feet long. A little bit high, not that strong. A little bit high, but not that long. You're a viper, look here now. I'm the king of everything, folks. I got to be high before I can swear. Come on, like that tea, we will see. If you're a viper, you know when your throat gets dry, you know you're high, and now everything's so standing. Pop on down to the corner store, child. Bust your corn, right? You got candy now. You know that you are really sent. You don't even care if you can't pay the rent. I say the sky is high, and so am I, because I've been known to take a token to from time to time. Stuff while like getting the stage ready for us, you know. Twisted Sister, and Tony Rice, all kinds of weird stuff, you know. And, coming up roses. Things look... Oh, God. You do weird stuff when you're on the road for a while. But this was all leading someplace, but... I was listening to that music, and it was leading to another song we might not be able to play, but... I did that myself. I hear the spirits. Is it Spirit Square? I don't know. How did it get like this? What I was going to do was tell you it was something serious that was going to go. Oh, what were we going to do, Mr. Arthur's place?
That was it.
That was it. It'll be amazing if you remember this thing.
It will be amazing.
But it's such a pretty... never mind. We'll try it, though, because that music reminded me of this song, and you'll understand when you hear it, or else you'll go to sleep. I don't know what. But I really like this tune. The arrangement keeps changing, honestly. This will kind of be... This will be interesting to see who plays which version of the arrangement.
Arrangements while you wait.
Jack, why don't you point it out to us?
Why not? I don't know any of it anyway.
I know, that's what I mean. Less idea of what we're doing than we do. It's as if it all went back again, and she was your girl at school.
Climb with me, Julia. I can't lead if you will follow through. Slide with me, Julia. Feel the simple pleasures we once knew.
It's been one terrific evening. You tell her as you go back down the highway. She says, yes, I really loved it, and you really gotta go there again. But you get this crazy feeling as you pull the car back into the driveway. You know exactly where you're going, but you're not really sure where you've been. And as you turn out the bedroom light and have a word or two, you ask her if she wants to sing. She says it's up to you.
Thing about neutering cats and dogs, I mean, a man is weird. You guys don't watch that. Jeff does. Must be on before a Love Boat or something.
General Hospital,
okay. Yeah, has anybody here watch soap operas? I don't either. The only one I ever saw I liked was one of them had a big monkey. I thought that was cool. He was carrying a girl around. I mean, it was so ridiculous that I loved it. You never saw that? No, I was living in California. I think it was Ryan's Hope or something like that. Ryan's Dope, I don't know. They've all got to have plots about cocaine now because it's hip. I don't know, man. It's a pretty weird place to live, the world. I suppose you're wondering what I'm going to do. We have a big band for this. We should have trumpets, saxophones, amplifiers, Brodies. That's Gene's cute little way of telling you he can't hear his guitar to save his life. What happens next? Oh, yeah. Trash, you know. Walked around the grounds, I saw a little tent. Man outside delivered a dissertation, and this is approximately how it went. She walks, she talks, she crawls around on her tuckers like a reptile. It was the same old stuff, except for one part. He said it won't cost you no money. You got to pay with your heart, oh, Sharon. What do you do, Miss Grant? Yeah.
seat. The lights went low. The lights went low. The lights went low. And the drum played a beat. The girl moved as if her back had no bone. Whilst the ensemble played a concertina, they entitled the Main Street Moan. It went something like this. But exactly like this. And then this little girl got up on her little tippy toes, little gypsy feet too. She danced across the stage, thusly. Having discarded the scarf ages ago, without saying a word, without making a noise, without uttering a sound, without a single audible, intelligible syllable issuing from betwixt those firm but pliant, moist, and oh so inviting ruby red lips. It seemed to me as though the very movements of her body were calling out my name. Yes. She went like this.
Yeah.
Me? You want a what? Me? What? Me? You want a what? Right now? She smiled a smile for the whole world to see. She turned her head and looked directly at me. You know, I must have jumped about 10 feet in the air. And when I come down, that girl wasn't there. Oh, she. What they do to this man? You know the same kind of girl that was here last night is back again. Well, out come this dude with curly red hair. He had a big bushy beard and a bill like a grizzly bear. He said, "Season the South, it's a sister demonstration. It's a termination of the show. If you decide to respirate in a continuous fashion, to turn your ass around and go." Well, I'll tell you, I didn't hang out. I went straight to the dog.